Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, we speak to Mayo Person of the Year Darren Ford about his new defibrillator located on Crowpatrick. And we also speak to David Doherty, the owner of energy group Switch to Solar, a group set up to help people change their businesses or their homes to a solar-powered place. We begin by speaking to Darren Ford, and Tommy Maron joins him on the top of Crowpatrick.
Darren, here we are on Crowpatrick. It's a beautiful sunny Saturday afternoon. The views are amazing, but what is even more amazing is this eco-powered cabinet that I'm looking at, which is completely sourced and powered by light.
That's correct, Tommy. It's all solar. It's all made, produced in Mayo, in Castlebar, in Clamorris and Hollymount. With this, there's a solar panel on it. So when I climbed the reek with my two girls and my family last year, I noticed there's no defibs or no power on the reek. So the first spot on the cone, we decided, which is just down from us here, maybe a mile and a half down from where we're looking, that is actually facing north, so it wouldn't get any sun. So I had to design and patent a device that would sit in the shade, and the solar then has to go behind it facing south. So that's there now working. It's working 100%. The one here on top of the reek then, right at the church at the very top that we're looking at now,
yeah.
Again, that's facing south. Perfect. We have our defib within it and our cardiac medication, which is the aspirin. No power here in Crowpatrick. Totally powered by solar. 100% natural and eco-friendly.
When you look at it, it looks like a big safe because it has got codes on the front of it. So just explain to us how it all works.
As a community first responder myself, I know how important it is to have a code on the box or either unlocked. Definitely don't have one with that's locked that you can't get out. So the code on this is 7823. If someone gets a cardiac arrest here on top of the reek, which happened, you just ring 999. They'll tell you where the defib is. You open it with that code, you have your defibrillator. But if you ring and say you have a cardiac chest pain, and they'll give you the code for the internal box. So you type in the code in, open it, and straight away, within seconds, you'll have your aspirin, which is so important to prevent the second heart attack. So you'll have it straight away rather than waiting hours for help.
The actual defibrillator here in this cabinet is battery powered.
It is. It's battery powered. A lot of people actually think that the heater, that it powers the actual defib, which it doesn't. It has to hold the temperature depends on the defibrillator, between 5 and 50, under 50 degrees. The aspirin then is so important, because if you look at your own box of aspirin at home, it says in the back of it to hold between temperatures between 5 and 20 degrees. So if the internal box in this is temperature regulated as well, and that holds the medication between 5 and 20 degrees. So it's just like you take it out. It could be snowing up here today. It's a lovely day. It could be raining, and you just open the box and it's just like you took it out of your own press at home.
It's quite incredible. Here we are, as you say, Darren, on the top of Crowpatrick, where for centuries there has been no access to a facility like this because there's no electricity, there's no electrical poles. And now through the power of light, we have brought this piece of technology to every climber up here to make it a safer place.
Emails received from Mount Everest, from Knockmare, from cycleways, walkways, greenways, beaches, Bondi Beach, everywhere that has no power. We're doing one for the tidal pool now in Belmullet, which is very interesting. This is going to be sitting right on the coast. It's going to hit the waves are going to hit it, salt water is going to hit it, and it's going to work. It is working because we have it set up that it's done remote monitoring. So remotely, we'll get a text message and a picture from Belmullet, from the tidal pool. There's a moisture content in it, there's a temperature in it, and all that is sent back to Hollymount.
And the solar panel on top of this box, it's only tiny. It goes to show you the power of light.
Things have changed an awful lot, Tommy, with solar. So solar powers nowadays, the panels and the one we have here today, it actually doesn't require sunlight. A small glimpse of daylight is enough to charge it.
Do you see solar being used to do other things like this cabinet?
Definitely. A person from Achill rang me to do wondering about an ESB pole going up the side of his mountain. 7 or 8 poles cost 7 or 8 thousand, and then the bi-monthly charge is €78. Where this now, he can plonk this down in the top of the hill beside the shed, hold his medication for his calves and sheep in it. It'll power 3 or 4 LEDs in his shed and power electric fence around the site at no extra cost. And it's totally energy efficient, and it's 0% emissions, and you can't go wrong with it, really.
Back we move now to studio, and David Doherty is talking to us this morning. David, explain solar energy to the layman, to someone that doesn't really know anything about it, and just to tell them how to get their heads around it and how exactly solar energy is generated from solar panels.
So when you see the panels on the roof, basically the panels are made up of a number of cells, and they're positive and negative cells, and they generate energy. That energy is transferred through DC cables, direct current cables, into a component called an inverter. And that can be placed in any part of the house. Most popular places is in the attic of a home. That inverter then converts the power from direct current into alternating current, AC, for use in the home. You can direct that in two different ways then, or three different ways. You can direct for direct use at current time. So if you boil a kettle, for example, your solar panels will provide the power for that. You can also charge a battery. And we also use a water diverter. So there's a little item we use called an eddy, and it heats the water in the house, so it'll turn on the immersion.
That's wonderful. And David, I look out today, there's kind of grey skies out there. Will energy be generated today, or does the sun actually need to be there all of the time?
Yes, daylight. It'll work. Even like this morning is quite dull this morning, but it'll still, in most systems, it'll cover the base load in the house. And the base load is basically when the house is completely empty and the fridge and the freezer are on standby and TVs are on standby. That's what you call the base load. So it will even cover that. When the sun comes out, generation then just takes off and can double and triple. And on a really good day, you can see your total production of electricity has been quite big.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
Remember, if you have a story you think could work for our Ours to Protect programme, email us now at ourstoprotect@midwestradio.ie.